Czech Republic is heading into a recession. On Thursday, the Czech National Bank radically lowered its forecast for the country's economic growth to red numbers for the first time, predicting an 0.3% decline. The bank's governor, Zdeněk Tuma, called the prospect for this year's growth a negative zero, citing falling exports as the major cause behind the grim outlook. The central bank also slashed interest rates by 0.5% on Thursday to a record low of 1.75%. The move was expected given the low level of inflation in the Czech Republic and the grim economic prospects for this year.
The official Czech trade surplus for 2008 shrank by a quarter to 69.4 billion crowns or $3.2 billion. The annual surplus dropped due to exports in that year falling by 0.7%, while imports rose by 0.1%. Czech foreign trade traditionally benefits from car and machinery exports, but the country's economy has been heavily hit by the recession in the eurozone.
The Czech government's economic advisory board, NERF, unveiled a plan to boost the country's slowing economy this week. The proposed measures should lower social insurance, accelerate depreciations, and make loans more accessible to businesses. Social insurance levels are expected to drop by a fixed amount, while faster depreciations, 1 year instead of the present 3 years, of machinery, computers, and cars, should boost demand for new products and motivate companies to invest in these goods. The government will also up capital in several state-owned banks, which provide loans to small and middle-sized exporting firms.
The country's biggest carmaker, Škoda Auto, has recently seen an upturn on the German car market, a crucial destination for its products. Demand for small, compact vehicles dramatically rose in Germany as a result of the government having started providing car subsidies as an incentive to buy. The increase in demand for the Škoda Fabia model made the carmaker reintroduce a 5-day working week, which should remain in place until March at least.
Russia's air carrier Aeroflot was the first company to officially enter a tender for Czech Airlines on Thursday. The Czech government is hoping to sell a 91% share of the Česká airliner for some 5 billion crowns, or more than $260 million. As Aeroflot is not officially based in an EU member state, it can only hope to buy 49% of shares. Aeroflot management has already announced its plans for Czech Airlines, saying it would focus on shorter routes. Other companies reportedly interested in buying the Czech carrier include the financial group ODN and the Icelandic firm Travel Service.